This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lots going on in the world. Lots going on in America. And the good news is it ain't good. It ain't good in either place. Now, why is that good news? It's good news because it is not our president. We didn't cheat a clown into office, him essentially blow up the world. America is on fire. And Joe Biden is, I don't know where he is. He's out to freaking lunch. Did you hear what he had to say about Macron? Oh my gosh, it was embarrassing. Here, it's a clip. It's a very, very short clip. Did we? Oh my gosh, this is so embarrassing. Here it is.
I feel good about the French election, number one. Number two, I tried to talk to him last night. We spoke with his staff, but he was at the Eiffel Tower having a good time.
Biden said he spoke with Macron's staff. He was at the Eiffel Tower. He was having a good time. Translated, Macron didn't take his call. The same way the Saudis didn't take his call. The, whatever they call it, the King of Qatar didn't take his call. That a lot of people aren't taking his call. They know he's a lame duck president. He's done. He's fried. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. The Kevin Jackson Network.com. Joe Biden's an embarrassment. Let me tell you something, folks. Given what happened in 2020, all the states should be ensuring that a third world coup can never occur in this country again. And there's only one state that's really taking all these things that are coming, that are being forced upon us to heart. One state. And that state is Florida. They're the only ones who are looking. I'm talking about soup to nuts. Abbott's okay in Texas. And there are some other governors that are okay. But there's nobody as high profile as Ron DeSantis and what he's doing. Town Hall tip sheet had a story, had an article. Spencer Brown wrote it. Florida Governor DeSantis signed into law on Monday aimed at securing the Sunshine State's elections are secure. Officially known as Senate Bill 524, the new law instructs Florida's election officials to take further steps to ensure that voter rolls are up to date, provides for more transparency in elections, stiffer penalties for fraud, and creates a new office to investigate alleged election irregularities. Here's how it reads, what Governor DeSantis tweeted out. The legislation I signed today will continue to make Florida a leader in election integrity by increasing penalties for ballot harvesting, expanding our ban on Zuckerbucks, and establishing an election integrity unit in state government to enforce our laws. Folks, this is huge. This is a boilerplate. This is a guy saying, he's essentially saying to the other governors, I'm challenging you to do the right thing. I love it. I love it. When we go further into the hour, we're going to talk also about another measure that DeSantis did to ensure that Florida was not going to be gerrymandered. It's funny because when you talk about gerrymandering and you look at all the fingers that go here and there and hither and yon, you ask yourself, why are you doing this? You should give a legislator, a congressman, district based on geography. I could see it based on saying we're going to do it based on square mileage. We're going to do it based on population density. And in some places where you just can't get that, it happens. But they maybe not have as big of a territory. Here's what I'm saying. If you look at almost any of these maps, you can see the evil hand of politics. And it doesn't matter to me which side of it. Here's what I say. Do it right. Do it fair. Let's sit down together, Republicans, Democrats, independent, whomever, and just say, okay, we're going to do this fair and let the chips fall where they may. I'm cool with that. See, Democrats are not cool with that because the only way they can win is if they cheat. They have to have a certain amount of black, you know, folks in an area to offset the number of white. You know, look, as I said, there are areas where the higher concentration of blacks, Houston's got various wards I'll just tell you, you don't want to go into it. Sheila Jackson Lee is comfortable in her district. There's nothing anybody's going to do to unseat her based on demographics. But there are other places where they say, okay, Sheila, we're going to take a percentage of yours and put it over here in this white district so we can turn it purple, you know, in this Republican district to turn it purple. They're gerrymandering. If she's got the density and the geography to handle a certain number of people, that's it. She shouldn't hold dominion over 500,000 black folks when somebody else has 50,000 that's right next door. You get what I'm saying? But they do this. They play these games. And then they point fingers and say, you did it. No, you did it. You did it. No, you. And we're like, oh, well, when the Republicans do it, when the Democrats do it, and we're bouncing back and forth like a tennis ball. You know what happens to a tennis ball when it's bouncing back and forth? It's still getting hit. The oxygen, the air is getting, every hit takes a little bit of bounce out of that tennis ball. And eventually, it has nothing left. It doesn't have any fuzz. It doesn't have any bounce. I probably got a better metaphor, but I think you get the point. So, look, I want champions out there who want things to be fair, but not the fair that Democrats talk about. Democrats' fair is never really fair. It's a lie. They don't believe in fairness. They believe in stacking the deck against you, and they do it every day. And look, we come on this program. I'm going to talk to you here soon about how they distort. Even in Hollywood, they distort things. We've got a thing we're going to be doing about all these gone icons like Aunt Jemima. Who was she really? Kids may never know who she is because somebody goes, they're so woke, let's get rid of her. We're going to talk about not that we haven't talked about it before, but in a day or so, we're going to talk about athletes collapsing. We're going to talk about how people have come onto the ruse and how some of these iconic Democrats are finally getting a wake-up call that maybe, just maybe, they're not quite as popular as they thought they were. I can't tell you folks how proud I am of you. I'm glad you're here, but that's not what makes me prideful. What makes me prideful is you're getting it, and you're not falling for the ruse that the left wants us to fall for anymore. Another great hour of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Is your mom a Kevin Jackson groupie? Of course she is. And if she listens to this show, what better way to show her love on Mother's Day than to get her a Funniest Mom shirt? Don't worry, Dad won't mind, because he's a Kevin Jackson groupie too. The funniest and best gifts for mom are at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop. And I hope you'll visit there, show your mom some love, and go get her a gift that she'll treasure forever at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Is your mom a Kevin Jackson groupie? Of course she is. And if she listens to this show, what better way to show her love on Mother's Day than to get her a Funniest Mom shirt? Don't worry, Dad won't mind, because he's a Kevin Jackson groupie too. The funniest and best gifts for mom are at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop. And I hope you'll visit there, show your mom some love, and go get her a gift that she'll treasure forever at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So Governor DeSantis caused a stir last week when he approved a congressional map that would give Republicans potentially four more House seats and dismantle two predominantly black districts around Jacksonville and Orlando. Florida's legislature had passed the map the previous day. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. So I was talking to Melissa about this, and I think the blacks were saying something like he's targeting black people and things like this. And what people don't understand is those districts had already been set up in order to target non-black people so that they would always have a black ethnocentric racist, a.k.a. a Democrat, in office. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Here's why I love this. I love it because DeSantis is saying, I'm not going to listen to your ethnocentric racist black drivel. I'm going to do what's best for this state. They said I'm reading this. The map's passage also represents a political victory for DeSantis, who inserted himself into the redistricting process by introducing several maps that were more aggressive, they call them gerrymanders, and he vetoed what the legislature was originally considering. After his veto, DeSantis called members back for a special session this week on redistricting. The map now includes 20 Republican-leaning seats, eight Democrat-leaning seats. In its current configuration, Republicans hold 16 seats and Democrats hold 11. The shape of Florida's 5th district, which is represented by Democratic Congressman Al Lawson, has had a black representative since 1993. They say it's unrecognizable in the new map. And they tell you where it stretched from, and that it connected to major black communities. In other words, it was gerrymandered, so Al Lawson never had to worry about losing his seat. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm sick of political fiefdoms, kingdoms. I'm sick of political, dynasties, right? These familial dynasties. There are two or three of them. They finally broke one in St. Louis with Lacey Clay and a few others. I forget the names, Kilpatrick in Michigan. But let me tell you, most of these people have to die, and then it just goes to the next, like Lacey Clay Sr., Lacey Clay Jr., so-and-so Sr., so-and-so Jr., or it'll be a family member, a black family member, and what it creates is dynasty of people like a Sheila Jackson Lee. Don't be surprised if she's got a daughter or somebody who runs when she gets too old, and they create these dynasties and of people that are do-nothings. They become just like royal families, if you will. They don't have to do anything to earn their money. They're never worried about, you know, the people that they represent. But here, I want to come back to DeSantis. He's challenging this. He's saying, call me what you want. I'm going to do what's best for Florida. And if it turns out it's good for Republicans in Florida, great. Here's what I will say to you. This is a man that's tackling the voter fraud, all the things that are happening, going around attorneys generals or whatever he needs to do. And he's saying, I'm going to make sure that the people who really represent the state of Florida are the people who get to represent it. Let me ask you this. In Arizona, 1.5 plus million Republicans, 1.4 million independents, 1.4 million Democrats. And they say Joe Biden beat Trump. Now, let me tell you, the independents were probably 65% for Trump. Obviously, he got the Republican vote, and the Democrats didn't even like Joe Biden. And they say that Joe Biden won this state. I guarantee you he didn't. Now, if we'd had a governor who was like DeSantis, who said, you know what, I'm going to make sure that these districts aren't gerrymandered. I'm going to make sure that, you know, I'm not going to get into the voter integrity and all that. But if he did it the same way DeSantis is doing, we would never lose a state. Let me tell you something else. We would hardly lose any state if they did it the right way. If they took apportionment, which is how we pick representatives, and they did it based on what's best for the state, Democrats wouldn't win a thing. If your state had 14 seats, Democrats would be lucky to have four of them. Legislatures, look, you go back and look throughout history. Even with these guys cheating, we still manage to dominate. Even when we don't have supposedly don't have the votes in the state, we still manage to get our fair share, even encroaching on theirs. And it's for one simple reason, folks. Pay attention here. It's because we're sane. I don't need to show you much more about what Joe Biden's doing to tell you there is a mass exodus from that party. If governors, I don't know, at one point, I know we had more, we probably still do, we have more governors than the Democrats. If they're not governors like Sununu or, some of these other leftist, supposedly Republican governors who don't like conservatives, who hate Trump. If we had really good patriotic governors, we wouldn't have to worry about this. people with guts. And let me tell you something else. These attorneys generals are important people. They're the ones who have to certify the elections. They're the ones who set the rules for those states. And we've got to look at that as a package. Forget lieutenant governor. Governor and attorney general, they should be a package. So anyway, DeSantis is, again, a bold move. And I want you to understand, this is huge on so many levels. It's bigger on the level that DeSantis is saying, I already know what you've been doing, Democrats. See, because they accuse him, they use the word more aggressive gerrymandering in this article, because that's what they want you to believe. But what they're really telling you when the Democrats write this kind of stuff is that they've already gerrymandered. They know DeSantis is not gerrymandering. DeSantis is putting it back to fair. But in their eyes, it's gerrymandered. So they want you to believe, oh, look at what he's doing. And then what did they do? After they imply that this is all voter disenfranchisement, the next thing they do right out of the Democratic playbook is they racialize it. Oh, it's the poor black people. They ain't going to be able to vote or whatever. Let me tell you something. I got to tell you guys, I have had some of the most amazing discussions. I had a friend of mine. She was telling me, she says, I'm talking to Kevin, to my PA. She's a cardiologist. She says, I'm talking to my PA. He's a young black guy. And he is so pro-Trump. And I went, whoa, 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 stop, stop, stop. Say that again. She goes, no, 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 Kevin, he's dyed in the wool Trump. Now, she's lukewarm. She doesn't like Trump's style. She votes for him, for vote for Trump, but she doesn't like his style. And she's more libertarian. But she goes, our guy, this guy is Trump, 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 and he converts people. He's trying to convert people. I'm like, good for him. Good for him. Anyway, good for him and also good for DeSantis. Showing us yet again what leadership looks like.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Colleagues, friends, and family attend the funeral of former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright at the Washington National Cathedral. President Biden says there will always be those like former Secretary Albright who will fight for freedom.
She was a nexus for the foreign policy community. Always, and I mean always, on top of the latest developments. Always speaking out for democracy. And always the first to sound the alarm about fascism.
Albright died at the age of 84 in March. Mortgage applications to buy a home are falling as rates keep rising. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying they've dropped by 8% last week. A MBNA economist calling the drop an indication of potential weakness in home sales in the coming months. This is USA Radio News. Russia is stepping up its economic war with countries in Europe.
Russia's state-owned energy company Gazprom announced Wednesday morning that it has fully cut gas supplies to Poland and Bulgaria. Some are saying it's retaliation for their support of Ukraine at this time of war. The gas company says it's because Poland and Bulgaria refused to pay their bill in Russian rubles. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Trump administration's COVID-19 response coordinator says transparency is the way to battle pandemics.
Don't just say things to American people, but tell them why. That's how I battled pandemics for 30 years overseas.
Dr. Deborah Birx explaining that being open with information related to the pandemic is the best way to build trust with the American people. Speaking in support of her new book, Silent Invasion, Dr. Birx says the public wasn't properly informed on how to deal with COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Think of what they're doing. 48-day elections. We want one-day elections. We want paper ballots and no mail-in fake ballots.
Election integrity is a subject we can now talk about again, people, on social media. Let me tell you what this Twitter thing means. It means that even Facebook's going to have to relook at itself. We're going to do a story about all the ramifications of Elon Musk buying Twitter and how big of a shakeup is this? Because the ramifications are astronomically huge. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. We get to talk about the truth again. We get the bully pulpit of a social media platform that is run by a guy who falls into the conservative category. This scares the H-E double crooked socks out of the left, and it should. And this is what should have scared people when Trump was going to do it. But he screwed it up. I'll talk about it next hour. What, you want to talk about it now? Okay. Trump's in trouble. He's in trouble. Truth Social is in trouble. Not Trump, per se. But, I mean, he's associated with it. This will be a black eye for Donald Trump. No matter how you look at it, Truth Social is on life support. But it's not Elon Musk's fault. It's not. Like Trump's discussion about employees, his handling of Truth Social has proven to be equally bungling. And frankly, I think I said this on a program before. I don't believe that Elon Musk would have even bought Twitter if Truth Social had performed a fraction as up to expectation. I don't think he would have. I think he would have said, we're on it. He would have jumped on board with Trump. I think they would have probably done something together. Who knows? But he wouldn't have done it. And it's Trump's fault. And I'm happy to do this show because there are people out there who, all you do is praise Trump, praise Trump. I don't just praise Trump. I think it's stupid that they say that. But I want to remind them, this is one of these shows where I'm calling Trump out. I wish Truth Social had been everything it was supposed to be. Because what an amazing thing it had the potential for. I wrote a piece about this. I said, if Donald Trump does this right, He will not only be the richest guy in the world, he will be more powerful than the president of the United States, something that he could grant himself. I don't think people fully understand how big this thing is. So let me just give you an example. Twitter is where many news organizations get their information and put their information. You want to know why? It's so fast. Now, if I were Elon Musk, let me tell you what I'd do. And this is one of the things we'll talk about on our when we're doing another special on this, because we're writing about this. But here's what I would do. I would say to the people, I wouldn't even have to tell them. I would have people that monitored what comes on the Twitter feed. And then I would take these videos, because you're talking about hundreds of thousands, if not millions and millions of citizen journalists on top of things as they happen. And I would build a news service around Twitter. I would say, come here. We will flash you the fastest news of anybody. You would have the news before Reuters, before Fox News, before anybody. Come to my news channel. And I would have anchors that do nothing but cover that. Oh, we got breaking news coming out of Milwaukee. A shooting occurred at a 7-Eleven, blah, blah, blah. And they would break the news. And can you imagine news on steroids? Just telling you, that's what I do. I would have it locked down. Then talk about getting rid of fake news. You'd have it from the source. And what you do is, you could categorize it. These are great stories. These are people. I mean, you could have literally every category of news you want. You could have nothing but feel-good stories, sports, people going to, kids, but, it could be amateur sports, professional sports. You're at a game and we're at the Chicago game and you're going to believe this play, whatever. They could have it before it even got out. Now, I'm not saying, I'm not talking about violating NBA or whatever rules. I'm just saying I'm giving you some ideas around it. A million citizen journalists. When I went to work for Fox, one of the things that Roger Ailes said to me, he says, well, Kevin, we Fox just can't be everywhere. And I remember saying in my head, yeah, you can. You just don't know how. But I didn't say it to him. But I was thinking, if you do it the right way, yes, you could. See, Fox News, Rupert Murdoch, he should have done something like Twitter, had these citizen journalists out there at the ready and bringing this news in. True TV, not reality TV, true TV. This is huge. Anyway, I got approved the other day for Truth Social. It took weeks to get my profile approved. I have no idea why. I got Secret Service clearance to see Trump in person 2 weeks ago, faster than it took me to get approved for a stupid social media site. That's insane. I said it from day one. What is with this stupid rollout? Oh, we want to verify this. I don't get verify me. Who doesn't let people on a site en masse, meaning all together at one time? It wasn't a server issue. You know millions of people are going to join your site right away, and you go, nope, going to make you wait. So Trump doled out tickets to True Social like it was Disneyland Paris. I liken it to having a grand opening at your business and only allowing one or two shoppers in per hour to look around your store. No, you'll have to wait. It's like the pandemic, like it was during the scamdemic. When we were in New York, I think it was, and my son wanted to go in the Gucci store, and we waited in line. That's what they were doing. That's the scam. This is the same thing. So while I waited for approval as number 433,823 in line, I was bombarded with these teaser emails that let me know I was close to approval. You're very close. But if you click this email and give us a donation, maybe you'll get moved up. It's insane to me. This is what they did. So I get approved. Finally, I got in. It's funny, we were having dinner with a couple, and the subject came up, and Melissa goes, I'll check. Oh, we're in. So we were like, whoa, get out of here. I was kind of excited. I was like, well, we'll get home and see what it's all about. So we were all celebratory. Everybody, my friends were like, oh, you guys made it? Oh, my gosh. It was like it was some exclusive nightclub. And the bouncer said, okay, finally, y'all get the move. Oh, wow, look at it. It's really cool in here. So when we go home, the first email, you think people think I'm lying. The first email I get was, hey, Donald Trump wants to friend you on Truth Social. You click on it, and you know what they're asking for? You guessed it. Money. Donald Trump will be my friend for money. Look, Donald Trump, I know you're a marketing dude. Whoever is doing this for you, please waterboard them and fire them or do something heinous to them because they don't know what they're doing. They're ruining your reputation. So I'm upset that I got to pay to be Donald Trump's friend. I don't need to pay to be your friend. I was just with you. Kevin, come on up here. Get a picture. But I got to pay to be his friend. I know the Trump team. Everybody that's, oh, and I'm going to get to this here in a second because they want you to, the top 50. You know, when you get on, they go, here's the top 50. Who determined the top 50? When did this thing have a class system? When I logged on to Facebook or Twitter or whatever, the very first time, it didn't go, here's the people that you have to. You have to pick two people that are in this list. And who's on the list? Don Jr., Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, Dan Bongino, a bunch of Fox News talking heads, and a bunch of, you know, people that they want to give a leg up to. These aren't the people that need a leg up. I'm going to get to that when we come back because I'm not going to have enough time to talk about all of this. But I'm just walking you through. These are the basics of what happened when I just want to get on a social media site and start working. Finally, we were told we had a site that you know wouldn't restrict your growth. If people like you, they can join you, et cetera, and everything about it is antithetical to what I want to do. We'll let people on according to popularity. How long do you think Sean Hannity and those guys waited? You think they waited longer than we did? You think they were number 433,227 or whatever it was? No, they got on immediately. Bad optics, Donald Trump. Bad optics for the people around you. We're going to take a short break and I'll finish this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about how Truth Social is in trouble. Big trouble. And the reason is Donald Trump. It's not Elon Musk. And my contention is Musk would not have bought Twitter if Donald Trump had been even close to successful with Truth Social. That's not to say that there's not room for two. Lindell's got his. It's struggling. But, you know, I don't wish any of these people any ill will. I hope they are all successful, even though I was at the forefront of this. I wanted to tell you how smart I was. I developed Tea Party Community years ago, begged people to come over to a social media site for conservatives, and it didn't happen. It took the richest man in the world to make it happen. That, at least I feel better about that. Because I certainly didn't have $44 billion to throw around to go buy one. But I think we lost $300,000 in that with Melissa's, if the math is right, she can correct me on the math. Anyway, I'm recapping my experience with Truth Social, who, by the way, DWAC was their symbol. I was telling everybody, go buy it, go buy it. If Trump rolls this out the right way, it'll be worth a lot of money. It's lost 13%. I think it lost 13% the day that Elon Musk got confirmation he was buying Twitter, and it's down 30% over the year. And I think it's just the beginning. I mentioned Donald Trump tries to nickel and dime his way into businesses. He should have gone full bore. There are many things that could have happened. And the worst thing that he could have done was to put Devin Nunes in charge of it. Put a tech guru in charge of your tech site. What was he thinking? This is another parlor waiting to happen, folks. I just got on. I told you my saga. By the way, the only right now, the only people who can use Truth Social, you want to talk about bigoted, Apple users are the only ones who can use Truth Social. I get approved over dinner. We're having dinner with friends. We're all celebrating. Kevin, you're approved. Wow. And one of my friends, when we saw him like 2 days later, she said, I was your first friend. She friended me before we were even approved. I didn't even know you could do that. So she friends me. We're on Truth Social. I've got, I don't know, 15 followers at this point. Woohoo! Look at me. And meanwhile, in the 2 months since the thing's been operational, Trump's letting all the big guys on. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. I was really upset that you should be able to get on right away and start building. I had hundreds of thousands of followers. It should have been millions on Facebook. Why? Because my stuff is relevant. What I talk about is relevant. It is not candy-coated like Hannity. It's not one-trick pony-ish like many of the other people out there. It's cleverly done politics and political stuff put to some form of humor that makes people think that it's somewhat interesting. Even though you may be saying, Kevin, when are you going to get funny again? Just now. Exactly. So, my experience I talked about a second ago, early in the broadcast, getting on, all excited, Trump's bombarding me with donate messages. Well, I'm on your social media site. That's donation enough, if you know how to use it correctly. I said, if Donald Trump moves the 37 million people that he sends emails to every day, he's got an instantaneous profit center that is beyond imagination. 37 million followers, and the dude, I mean, he's already a billionaire, but he's doubled his market cap. 37 million people. I'm not going to go into detail, but trust me, if I had 3 million people on my social media site, I would show you how to make that into so much crazy money. It's insane. But more importantly, it would be galvanizing this group of people to go do things that few people could do. It would be worth every penny that I earned. And not only that, if it's a good, benevolent person like myself who's going to put that money back into the cause of freedom, who better? I hope that's what Elon Musk does. If he can turn Twitter into a $10 billion, $20 billion, $50 billion, $100 million, $1 billion a year company and turn that stuff back and say, I don't want charities, line up conservative charities, come get this money. You want to talk about leaving your legacy to mankind? This guy's got the potential. Anyway, I'll go back to, I log on, they say pick two people out of 50. It's the two of the out of the biggest names in the conservative movement, people who haven't been doxxed or cancel culture or shadow banned. Why? You want me to give you the real answer? You ready for this, people listening to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com? You ready? Because they're not relevant. Sean Hannity is not relevant. He's not. No offense, Dan Bongino, not relevant. He's a buddy. I mean, he's a pseudo friend. I mean, I don't know what to call Dan anymore. We used to be friends before he leapfrogged me, but now, you know, he just kind of texts back every now and then. But he ain't relevant. They can't say what they want to say. They can't do the things they want to do. They just fake it. Oh, we'll do this. No, you don't. You don't do what we do. So many of us who are true influencers, people that they don't want to get heard, the very reason why social media banned us in the first place, we're treated like sodomites on Truth Social. And I verified from others that those choices didn't rotate. Like if they rotated me in and said, hey, look, you may not know who Kevin is, but here he is. If they rotated it, it would be different. If they are rotating it, it is all for big influencers. That's the fair way to get people connected. Hey, find your friends. You know, if the algorithm should say, Kevin, based on this, you probably know this person. Okay, how about we do that and connect? So far, it hasn't done it. I'm not going to pan it completely because I haven't kicked all the tires. But so far, don't know. So the stock is sliding. CNBC reported Digital World Acquisition Corp. Shares fell to nearly 13% on Monday. That brings the company's year-to-date losses to over 30%. Truth Social, they write, which officially launched in February, was created by Trump after he was permanently banned from multiple social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram for actions involving the January 6th insurrections at the Capitol. Now, what's interesting, so Trump's been asked to come back. He's like, hey, if you want to come back, no, I'm not going to come back, you know, whatever. I told people he can't come back. You can't try to worship a two-headed monster. I'm going to do my thing, but now Elon's got his deal. So it's going to be a battle of titans, and Elon Musk isn't going to get on Truth Social. So we'll see what happens. I don't care. Look, I hope Truth Social makes it. I hope it comes back. I hope it roars back. I hope everything I've told you is wrong, except how they're handling things. They need to do better. But let me tell you, I'm already seeing the defections. Tucker and Mark Levin, who probably get special preferential treatment on Truth Social, guess what? Back on Twitter. Why? Because Twitter's ready to go. Twitter's not, oh, it's only for iPhones. No, it's for iPhones and Androids. Oh, and you want to know what else? If you want desktop, we got desktop for you too. That's why Twitter is successful. And let me tell you, I'm not going to get into it. I've already tipped the hand a little bit on some of the things that Elon Musk needs to do or should do. The sky's the limit. Oh my gosh, I'm going to vie to go work at that company or to become the CEO of it. I would revolutionize what that company's doing. And I'm still trying to have lunch with Elon Musk. Anyway, he had the keys to the kingdom, Trump did. As I said, hundreds of millions of people at his beck and call if he had built it out to the level that he could have. Algorithms that he could have created that would have crushed the Democrats. Not specifically like he's after them, but just things that he could do that would take money out of their pockets. He would have been the richest dude in the world. But Elon Musk saw the opening. And he did the impossible. He put his money where his mouth is. He bucked up. He ended the Gestapo tactics of this social media behemoth. And you can bet the board of Facebook has taken notice. Musk's business plan will ultimately steal market share from Facebook. And I know Zuckerberg's got to be in on this. He's got to know what's going on. And Trump, he can play coy, but he better get in the game. He said this, I hope Elon buys Twitter because he'll make improvements on it. He's a good man, but I'm going to be staying on Truth. Trump went on to say that Twitter was boring. Well, it won't be anymore. I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of stuff coming up.
putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.